Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with John Turner, with Rick most of the time, this Wednesday afternoon, and then after supper, the 9th of May, 73. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with John Turner, with Rick most of the time, this Wednesday afternoon, then after supper, the 9th of May, 73. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with John Turner, with Rick most of the time, this Wednesday afternoon, then after supper, the 9th of May, 73.
I just look and see if there's anybody here. I don't see anybody in there.
You know, the only thing you want to see, you won't need it.
Just lay them down there, wherever you think.
Right up on the store wall?
Sure.
It's just an edge of heart. No more joke. Hard wheel or so.
Well, I just soon it wouldn't start that old weather.
Sure right.
That old muggy weather.
Sure right. No joke.
I don't have any cool ones. Let me tell you this. Glass.
Hey,
see, I don't use a glass. This is what I
use. Yes, I do too. That's what we got to the house.
I don't like no glass.
No, sir. We use plenty of them to the house. If you use the coffee out of them and the mayonnaise, and then they clean them and use them for the water jugs. What a glass.
Hold on.
Yeah. They thicker in a water glass. They better.
Yeah.
You know. Now, like I was saying, if you plant them peanuts next month, they'll grow a better vine.
That's a better right. Sign.
Yeah, sir. It ain't good to drink too cold of water when it's hot, no, huh? You know that?
No, it ain't. Sometimes I drink cold water, but very seldom.
Yeah, sure.
I always drink it. I try to get it. I want to drink it right out of the.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you got a cool place, that's better, ain't it?
It sure is. Yes, sir.
Where do you take your water to the field? You take it in a thermos, I guess, don't you?
That's right. Yes. I got now 2 gallon thermos too.
Well, that about holds you for.
Did
you get home?
Yes, sir. I don't drink much water like I used to. I don't know why. Sure don't.
You don't?
No, sir. I don't drink as much water as I used to. I used to drink, man, a gallon of water wouldn't last me no time.
No. You just turn it up.
Yeah, man, but I don't drink quite that much now.
Well, quite as hot as you used to.
That's right, it sure don't. No, no joke. It's gonna be hot though this summer, I believe, don't you?
Starting out that way.
Yeah, sir. It's so weird.
Seems like I spilled it.
Yeah, sir.
Well, and you think it'd be better next month on peanuts?
Yeah, you can break the land now, but best to be eating plant them then. That's me, and it'd be most of them would be May pops if you don't plant them on the right time. The cold would tell me, you know, it'd be pops, or it's May pops. Plant them in May, it'd be pops.
Oh, pops! You won't get much when you. Nice.
That's right. That's it.
I planted a bunch of sunflowers.
Sure.
That's the first thing I planted when I got on here.
Yeah.
You may wonder why, but I wanted some sunflowers. I planted an acre.
Really, goodness.
And they growed off just like corn.
Yeah.
And they put out them great big heads like
man, I know what you're talking about.
The heads full of seed.
That's right.
But when I come to gather them, What in the thing in the seed?
That's right.
That's
right.
And what happened was, we figured, the fertilizer just went so far, and then it played out.
You bought Panamint me. It wasn't nothing in it. That's when you get them meat pop. You plant them in, planting me, and you don't get nothing hardly, but just a hug.
There wasn't nothing in
them. That's right.
No, and I don't know anything that'll eat the hull of a sunflower. See?
No, sure right. If I probably want to plant the peanuts, I better bomb in them. Them things high, you know.
How much it cost?
About $23 for 50-pound bag. See, you put them up in 50-pound bags.
Oh.
Already shelled and treated. Mm-hmm.
And,
You put about 150 pounds to the acre. That's light. Some people plant them heavier than that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
150 pounds.
Yes, sir. We got 4 acres out here on them about like that then now.
Already up.
Already that tall, uh-huh. And done put the land plaster to them. Yes, sir. Done clean them out, put the land plaster to them and clean them out.
Yeah.
Got about 4 acres out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz.
Man, the man said, I put too many peanuts on that. And I told him I didn't put quite enough. I told him I ought to have the other side waking too. See, I didn't wake with one side of the plant. I should have had both of them waking.
Oh.
That's the way you plant them Valencia peanuts. See, they grow straight up. They don't spread out. They grow straight up.
Yeah.
And make a good bush, but they grow straight up.
And you just plant them on one side.
Yeah.
And you just working them on one side.
One side of the planter, that's right. If I'd have used both sides, they would have been thick. But that's the way you're supposed to plant them, so you can give them some peanuts to the acre.
Yeah.
Yeah. They ain't like them old peanuts they used to raise, just run all over the ground and pin down. It already pinned down. And you throw that dirt up to it, it's dead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know you planted peanuts quite that early, John.
Yeah, you plant them. I used to plant them in February.
Just like corn.
I used to plant them in February.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. One year I planted them in February and I made pretty good money off them. I cleared all the crate.
Well, the frost get them?
Yeah, it got the top of them.
Yeah.
Burn it all off. And I said, well, it got me.
Yeah.
And I just waited a week or two and went back out there and they had them put back out another green bush, come back up, went under the dirt. It just killed that was on top, it come right back out.
Well, I'm a done.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know they'd do it.
They sure will. It'll kill it clean back to the ground, but it'll come back out.
Well, that's you still got that root down there.
That's right. Then when you can plow them, in the dry weather, you can cover them up. They'll come back from under there if it don't rain. But if it rains, you won't see them no more. That dirt pack on them.
Oh.
But along with that dirt dry, and you cover them up like the day you plow them today, day after tomorrow, you'll see them everyone standing straight down the row again.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing, a peanut. Yeah. That man got a scratch out there, he scratch them with. Just hook that behind that tractor on them thing and drop it down. And I say that got tapped the peanuts. Either. That don't hurt them either. Just cover them up there. Just drag all that weeds and thing out of them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How does it work on both sides?
Just in the middle, back of the tractor, in the middle.
In the middle?
In the middle of it. You run straddle of the row.
Yeah.
And it just tear that loose up there. And won't pull up the peanuts, but it pull up the weeds. Well, no. I don't get that, do you?
No.
That's what I say. It ought to look like it'll pull up the peanuts, like it get the weeds. But it get them little weeds, but it don't hurt the peanuts. Hold on. That's when they're starting out, you know. Just by the time the grass and little weeds go to come in, you use that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps it loose.
That's right.
And it beats plowing.
That's right. Then the next time it come along, after you get them weeds that time, you put your sweeps on and them sweeps will eat it up then, right up to the roof. You run straddle your row and you got a sweep on this side and a sweep on that behind you.
Yeah.
And you keep your tractor right dead in the middle of that row. You don't have to look back to put until it again. Go ahead about your business.
Yeah.
All day long.
And then that heals it up?
Yeah, sir. And the other one, see the one with right back of your back wheels on your tractor? It take the middle out.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
And then it's ready to go.
That's right. I love to cultivate, you know, man.
As long as the fertilizer holds.
That's right. That's right.
I had bad luck on, I had 20 acres of corn over there one time.
Yeah.
And I was going to make silage, you know, and the fertilizer played out on it just about time for the dough stage.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, you want the fodder, you want the
That's what you
stalk,
want. That's right.
But you want it green.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Well, it kept this in the dough stage, but the other fired up.
Yeah, I see what you're talking
and
about.
See, it just such a short time in there.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
So I have bad dreams about this run out of fertilizer, letting the fertilizer run out, you know.
You're right. You ain't joking. I had so much of that stuff out there on there, there's a good seed laying out in the dirt. So much fertilizer. Them tomatoes, and that corn,
yeah.
And them peas and the watermelon. And you could see that fertilizer down there. And, you know, till it rained. Now, yesterday, I imagine it washed it under somewhere yesterday, more so. Even now and again, you'll see a spatter, it didn't cover it up good. Couldn't get no nitrogen. Couldn't get no nitrous potash. Couldn't get none this year. I don't know what happened. The man said he couldn't find none nowhere. Couldn't get none nowhere.
Yeah.
The first of the year they had some, and they sold that out. They couldn't get no more.
Well,
just like you talking about them posts.
Yeah.
You had got the posts when you seen them. You'd have had them. See that the way it was with that nice safari.
Yeah.
You should have got it when you seen it. Like I told the man over yonder, you'd have got it then. Why he'd have had it? He wanted something for his grove. He couldn't get none.
But what do you know?
He had to use 15-015. That's a top dressing, like 15 or 15.
Yeah. Well, that beats nothing.
Yeah.
Well, how long will that potash nitrate work, hold in a sack? Can you keep it a while?
Yeah, you can keep it. If you got to keep it in a dry place, though.
Well, you know, this old fertilizer I get cakes up so bad.
Yeah, it sure right. I know what you're talking about, getting lumps.
Oh, it does. It gets... Of course, you can bust it, but I think it loses its strength.
Yeah, if it's still in the bag, I don't think it loses too much of it. If it be still in that bag.
Well, I don't know.
I started to take your car last night. I started to tick your car last night.
That old Chevy?
That's an easy running stuff, man.
It's an easy running thing.
And they went out and cranked it up. I didn't know it was cranked.
No.
It's a good old car.
Well, it is. But you know, I had to work on that right smart.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yes. Several things went out on it.
Sure.
And, you know when you was over here last time?
You pull it up to that garage.
Yeah. We were just getting it fixed. And what was that? I know I've... I have so much...
Sure, right.
...repair and I can't remember, John.
Sure.
But it was right smart we had to do on it.
Sure, right.
Well, I tell you... fella that had it, it's set up mostly.
Yeah.
And he didn't drive it much. He didn't know what shape it was in.
Sure, right. Yes, sir. Your lamb set up there sure do that, yes.
Yeah. Now that little Ford the fella had.
Yes.
When about that time, little bitty Ford.
Sure.
What they call. Well, anyhow, it was in good shape.
Sure.
And he got $350 for that.
Yes.
And it's a whole lot cheaper than you could get it in anywhere else.
Sure, right.
Is that too much for you?
For which one?
That $350 for that old Ford.
Talking about the boy with the here?
No, that was Cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you didn't see it.
Oh, I don't think I did.
But it was one of them light Fords.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it was in good shape.
Sure.
couldn't get as much as they could on them used car lots.
You couldn't, no.
But generally what he had was a whole lot better.
That's right, yes, sir.
And furthermore, if he sold it to a fella, the fella would come back on him if it wasn't right.
That's right.
And I kept wanting to buy it, and I didn't have the money to buy it right then. I wanted to buy it in case partly to drive myself and partly.
Yes, sir.
I figured somebody would come along.
That's right.
I'd have something to trade with.
That's right.
But you know, $350 right smart money sometimes.
It sure is. Sounds like a man offered my wife a trailer house out yonder. It's about 40-something foot long and 8 foot wide. Stove and everything, you know, all the furniture and everything in it. He told us $900. On them Lumia ones. He told her if she wanted it, he'd make it better than that, he'd sell it to her for $800.
Yeah.
The man told me, he said, you're just stealing that house if he let you have it for that. So you can't buy them for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted it for that. Them two boys were her, and they the one more people got paid for it. She wanted for them.
Yeah.
Them boys ain't gonna stay there. They'll be going to North or some other way.
Yeah.
But when they come back, they're looking to come right on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. You know what I'd do if I had a chance?
Yeah.
I'd get something like that.
Sure.
Assuming I could raise the money.
That's right.
And I just have it here because a lot of times the family comes in and all like that.
That's right.
And they just pile in on me.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I don't mind, honestly. But you know, you don't care about having them right there all 24 hours a day, do you?
That's right. No, no. Here's the man got one on that old killer. He got air condition, heat, and everything in it. He wants $800 for it.
Yeah.
That's a two-bedroom. That's a aluminum one, too.
Yeah.
He said he sold his property, and the man didn't want the trailer. He got Bill in my house, but he wanted the property.
Yeah.
So he that leave him with the trailer, so that's the only reason he got that trailer. He tried to sell him the trailer, too, but he didn't want that.
Yeah.
So he got Bill in my home there.
Well, how do you find out about them things?
I stopped by the service station and seen it parked back of there, and I asked him about it, and he said it was his.
Oh.
Man was run the service station there on that, is it going in on old 301 from Citrus to Old Killer?
Yeah.
That service station on that side, just before you get in Old Killer.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see.
He said he pulled it from up there to Anthony. That's where he sold his property to Anthony and put it there.
Yeah.
After he sold his property, why, he ain't got nothing but the service station that they're running. He got the put it where he can own somebody else's property. That's the other people's property, but he's got it there, you know.
Yeah.
He sold his property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did your wife buy one for the boys?
No, so she didn't get it yet. She ain't got it yet.
She gonna wait too long?
No, the man got this, he ain't gonna get rid of it. He told me until he see me and talk to me. That's the man I work for, Jonah. See, he got a house already out in that grove, but the man told him the grove was a house already, a nice house.
So he don't need a...
It's got a nice house there with everything in it.
Yeah.
But you know what he said? He had the trailer down on the edge of the lake. It's a lake in there, and he people fishing. He got a ramp where you go out on and fish.
Yeah.
And he said he pulled that trailer from down there last Saturday, up to the other house.
Yeah.
Said he gonna have a brand new house built down there. Got a bulldozer down there pushing the trees and things around in there.
Is that right?
He got plenty of money. But he's trying to keep their income tax off him. That's what he's trying to do.
Is that the fellow you was working for last?
That's right. Before? In that little grove over there. He told me, said, if my wife wants that trailer, he's going to let me have it for $800.
Well, let me tell you,
John,
you could about work it out over there, couldn't
that's
you?
Right. Right with him. Long. Then you want me to wake in the grove and thing. I could wake it right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, of course you wouldn't have the money coming in.
Sure wouldn't have none coming in. If I plant me a good patch of peanuts, I'll have some coming out of it.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could see it. That money what I'd make there, I'd have a peanut moisture that on the trailer. I tell you, I was a young man again. I know what to do with my money. I bought a whole lot of old hogs one time, and all them old hogs died and got sick. Mother, the car had hit them or something. I lost all that money. I bought some calves, and I lost all of them. Them little calves, you know? I used to go around by them. I had five or six of them. They all went to the bed on me. So I just never about give up then. I said, I ain't got to worry about nothing else like that.
Oh, you know what? I've had calves do that.
Yeah, they just get the scouts or something. That thing behind them just... they die. I don't...
Yeah.
You had to give them some kind of medicine for that, don't they?
Yeah, they got it now to where it's a whole lot easier than it was.
Yeah, I imagine so. That's been way back when I tried to do that.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. We got a few little old calves like that one time, and we got them from the...
Yeah.
We thought we was getting them from a place, a good place, and the way it worked out, he sold them to us, and he hadn't even let them get to the mama.
That's right.
And they got to get that first milk.
That's right. That's what I've done, bought them calves like that. Yeah.
You know, they got a law on that now.
Yeah.
They got to feed them for a day or two.
Sure, I see.
If yeah. They're going to sell them.
That'd give them that strength. Yes,
yeah. But I'm telling you, it's pitiful. The way we worked along for a month or two on a few little calves that we got like that.
Yeah, sure.
They wouldn't grow and they wouldn't die.
That's right. Let's get a nag you. After you don't worry yourself down, then they die. That's a reminder.
Yeah. And they just seem like you try everything you could think of.
That's right.
And nothing works.
No, sir.
We paid $5 a piece for them. That's all the charge for them then.
Along my time, they charged $15 a piece for them.
That much?
$15 a piece.
Yeah.
And them dairies. I was buying them from them dairies.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is from on them dairies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You won't get none for that now, though.
Oh.
You can't buy them for 15, no.
You can't buy them for 50, can you?
Not as I know, they're nowhere now.
They're going way on up.
It sure is. It's $70 or $80 a piece now. Yeah. Then if you lose that, you done lose your hat. You're losing then, you done lose them.
Boy, you know that, won't you?
Yes, sir, you feel that, yes, sir.
But I tell you, the best little system I ever saw was right over here on that old Dixie Highway.
You.
Up on that ridge there, Mr. Patterson. You know this great road over here,
Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir.
And then it angles off up that long hill there.
I see what you're
overlooking 441.
That's right.
Well, anyhow, I don't know what you'd call it up there. Old man Gill lives along there.
Yeah, sir.
Mr. Patterson was doing it when I come. They had a. Sawmill man.
Yes.
He bought up this cypress track over here by the Route 6, last stand, big stand of cypress.
Yes, sir.
His whole barn was built out of cypress.
Great goodness.
Oh, worm-eating cypress.
Yes, sir.
Well, they had them a half a dozen cows, big cows.
Sure.
They'd sow the feed to them, and them cows just didn't know when to quit giving milk.
Sure, right.
And they put two and three calves on them cows.
Yeah, sir.
And kept them there, you see. That cow would hold them until they was 3 or 4 months old.
Yeah.
And then they'd sell them, or else they wanted to keep them, they'd start feeding them.
Sure, right.
And you see what you could do. You could go in business quick, and you could go out of business quick.
You sure right. Yes, sir. Yes.
But you see now, if you've got a herd of cows,
yes,
you got a dry season.
Yes, right.
You're gonna lose money.
Yes. Sure.
You
right.
Can't get rid of the cows. Of course, they won't give you any money for them.
That's right. You ain't joking. We won't have no corn this year, will they?
Won't have much, will they?
All them big places are going to be to raise all that corn. But underwater.
Yeah, underwater.
Yes, sir. So a lot of them wheat places underwater.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We gonna feel that down here, ain't we?
That's what I say, yes, sir.
You know them old trailers, like you're talking about, 30, 40 foot ones?
Yeah.
A lot of people now seem to want them little, what do you call them?
Traveling trailers?
Yeah.
Yes, they sure do.
Them little...
Carried along behind their car.
Yes.
You can carry it anywhere in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, that'd be all right for me.
That's right. Yes, sir.
It's got a bunk in it.
Yes, sir.
And you can cook in it and all.
Sure, right.
But you know, whatever people want, that's what comes a little high.
That's right.
I saw one down there on 441, the side of Ocala, and they wanted $1,700 for it.
Yes, sir. Sure, right.
And it wasn't a new one by any means.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he said he ain't got no use for that notch on him. Said he gonna sell it or trade it for him a truck one.
Yeah.
So I jumped on him last night and told him, well, my wife said she wanted it. So he said, well, I'll wait till I talk with you then. I'll let you have it a little cheaper.
Yeah.
So I reckon I had to see him and talk with him.
Well.
I hardly ever see the man. Ain't that something?
He ain't there when you go.
No, I don't never see him hardly. I had to call him and tell him to meet me out there to see if he's done the work right. I declare. He's the secretary to the Veteran Hospital in Gainesville.
Oh.
He stays in Gainesville.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he stays in Gainesville. But he bought that place. See, he said when I first met him, he said 3 years he got retired, but it done been 1 year.
Yeah.
Now he ain't got 2 more years, and he said he got retired then. Yeah, sure. Got a nice little grove out there, boy. Tangerines, oranges, grapefruits, plum quartz, and them all. What they call them things now? Satsumas,
yeah.
All of that stuff in there.
Yeah.
Got a nice little grove out there. Peach trees, pear trees, all different kind of pears. Them, you know them kind of pears be in the store?
Yeah.
And then he got them old hard ones. He got all that out there. Yeah, sure. And so many old guavas be there. He don't never use none of them old guavas. Told me to just have all of them. My old guavas.
Yeah.
I make jelly out of them. It's got too many seasons for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well.
And loquat. Great. Goodness, some of them was there this year.
Yeah.
Loquat.
They smell good.
They sure do.
Well, somebody had that, didn't they?
Mr. Fords. A man named Mr. Fords.
Did you know him?
Yes, sir. His cousin run the orange shop in Merrill's, big orange shed, sell oranges, peas, pole beans,
all
of the Merrill's there.
Oh.
That's his nephew.
Yeah.
But he stayed out there and bought that place. So he sold it to this man. This man buying all that stuff to keep down income tax, what he's doing.
Yeah.
He had to keep that income tax off him, ain't it?
Yeah.
He bought all that place back and everything. Got one of them Ford Pilgrim tractor, 135.
Yeah. And he keeps
power steering, power seat. He just stays out there to the farm all the time. He give me the keys, but when I go there, I can get in there and get it out and everything.
Yeah. Does anybody live close by?
Yeah, the man was sold in the place. He stay about 12 and a half year old barn out there from the edge of his place.
Yeah.
He right there to the gate where you're going.
So he can kind of keep an eye on it?
That's right.
I wouldn't want to go off and leave everything, would you?
No, sir. He ain't never stayed out there since he bought it. He just bought it. He just done a good little bit ago. He ain't never stayed out there. Just go out there on Saturday sometime and stay Saturday night and Sunday and come back to his job over there and go back to his house over there. Gaming.
Yeah.
Got one son, 16 years old. You bought all that wire, all them fence poles and wire. They want me to put up a fence out there, you're going to start raising cows.
Talk them out of that.
Talk them out of it? Yeah, you and you.
There ain't anything in it.
No.
And it's it is. It's worrisome.
I know what it is myself. He'll know what it is if he could bother it. I done told him. Man, you'd feel better not to even prove it, Dad.
I better just let that go.
I told him.
Now, if he gets in some little side of it, well, even buying them little calves like that, you got to be there. Pin takes you down, pins you down.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He don't want anything like that. He wants something where he can get up and leave.
That's right. You ain't joking. Yeah, just saying so. He'll be working the easy on the nine.
Yeah.
You have to be there now all the time. You don't never get off holiday.
Yeah.
They can get 2 weeks off in the Christmas holidays and things.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Yeah. We were kind of worried about you all. You said one time I got in touch with you. You said you was going to Gainesville and that you had to go to court.
Yeah, came my boy. My boy. They've cut him with no driving license. He hadn't got his driving license.
Yeah.
The man checked on him and he didn't have them, so he arrested. Over there in Island Grove, somewhere there.
Yeah.
So they carried him to Gainesville jail. See, they arrested him in Lochaville, so they put him in Lochaville jail. So,
well, they carried him over. They took him in.
That's right. He didn't have none to show, so they took him in. So he went before the judge. The judge told him, I ain't had license. He said, I went and I didn't pass the test and he didn't give him to me, so I just was driving around in the woods then. Man happened to caught me, so I just ain't had him. All I know, they just wouldn't let me have him, I didn't give him. He told me, well, you go get your driving license. He went the next day after they turned him out and got his driving license. They let him have him.
Yeah,
sir. So when he went back before the judge, he had his license, so the judge told him, I just missed the key.
Oh.
I just missed the case on him.
Well, he was looking away, wasn't he?
That's right. Yes, sir. He sure was.
Well, hell, you got to have everything now. You got to have a license, and hell, you can't drive without insurance, John.
And neither inspection.
And inspection?
Oh, man, they got you now. And your muffles got to be good on your car now. You know what that muffles cost me to go into that to make it run easy?
$50.
It cost me $70-something.
Yeah.
Man. It went on through inspection after I had them put on, man.
Yeah, the thing of it is, they won't last forever.
No. A hole will get in them or something and go to leaking. If it's leaking, you ain't passing. You just got to go get a new one or get that hole shut up.
I used to try to wrap some
tin can or something around it and tie it good.
Yeah.
He don't want that on there no more.
But it won't stay on.
No. It'll blow off. Yeah.
All that oil, it gets so hot.
You're right.
God almighty, that's I tell you, this ain't no time for a poor man, is it?
It sure ain't, not with that. Heard in the news where a man had a lawnmower. I forget the snapper, I think it was lawnmower, one of them snappers. And he had taken a ride uptown on it, you know, keeping paying taxes. The man gave him a ticket for riding it because it didn't have license on it. Sure enough, I heard that in the news the other morning. The sheriff gave him a ticket for not having a license on the thing, riding it up the street.
He was trying to cut the corners, wasn't he?
That's right. Charging for not having a tag on that. Yeah.
You never had much experience with the law, did you?
One time in my life. That was 26 years ago.
Oh.
26 years ago.
Oh, yes. You was telling us about that.
Yes, sir.
I've forgotten.
Yes, sir.
They got you in the lockup, didn't
they? They sure did. That man sure gave me a dirty deal. It was like you got to face him.
Yeah.
A hog was coming and eating up your stuff. You give me permission to kill him in your place. Somebody come along and say, I missed one of my hogs. Wouldn't you tell him you hired me to kill hogs would come in your place?
Yeah, Yes.
You wouldn't have tell the man, I could see one way to turn him loose, tell my mother that, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Then he went on to the chin gang. He come in my field here, I was flying my corn and hiding me to go kill them hogs out of his place. Said he's eating up his oranges and tangerine on the bottom of the trees, rooting up his garden. I went out there and went to killing them, and kill them a long time. He'd take one, give them to the people who was working in the grove. You know, he had people working in the grove. Cut that and clean that and cut him up and give them the ham, that and the shoulder, and all like that, and the middling. Next day or two, I'd catch two more. He said, well, you can have them this time. And I said, just have them all. Sometimes the boys might want a little piece if you were going to give them a piece. And please, but I end up making, had 2 years in Rayford. So.
Did you all fall out or something?
No, I ain't had no falling out with him. Not no falling out with him or nothing. I don't know why he'd do it. And he got his brother-in-law to own the hog. Say that one of them hogs was his. Yes, sir, they do roam at that time. The man, when I got over there and waited a while over on the prisoner camp over the game, when the man said, what this is, what they got you here, sent you here for? That was when the guards asked me. I said, man, they say I steal a hog, something I ain't never done. I ain't never stole a hog or a cow or nothing like that. I don't do that. He said, I don't believe you did. They turned me out to be a trustee. I wouldn't see nobody till night.
Yeah.
I'd come in off the tractor or something like that.
Yeah.
So they turned me loose for a trustee. Every Sunday, I'd get out and go all uptown and everything. They'd give me money. So finally, Mr. McLeod paroled me out over there to sit. And on all them groves up there around McIntyre.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. 14 months under parole. I was under parole for 14 months.
You had to behave.
That's right, for 14 months. And couldn't go out of the county. Couldn't go to the no beer was sold and all that kind of stuff. Couldn't get in no fight or nothing with nobody. People would whip me. I had to run and get out of the rear, starting out to go where they else to get in the fight. They had me something for them 14 months.
And you still don't know why he done it?
No, I can't get it. When I come back, he tried to hire me to wait for him again. I told him, no, sir, I won't wait for you no more. I told him, no, sir, I won't wait for you no more. I said, you give me that kind of deal, you might have me killed next time. I said, no, sir, I ain't going to wait for you.
You was around 40 then.
Somewhere in there, about in my 40s.
Pretty sturdy fella.
Yes, sir. So.
Was you pretty high spirited?
Pretty good, long in there. Yes.
You felt your muscles. You felt your onions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was a good man long in there, but you know I'm going down now. I clear. I was a man long in there, though.
But you didn't bother nobody.
No, I sure wouldn't. But I'd fight. If you jump on me, I'd fight. You just had to whoop me. That's all I had ever been in trouble about, fighting.
Yeah.
Philip would jump on me, you know, and...
That's right. Yeah. What was that you told about Mr... talking about fighting... Mr. The man that owned the store over there.
Mr. Gagger. I ain't never had no trouble out of him. He'd whoop them other fellas, but he'd lend me his money and he'd say, I ain't never had no trouble out of you.
Yeah.
He'd lend me his money and wait till I bring it back. I'd go tell him. I wouldn't hide from him. Some of them fellas would hide from him. I'd go right on in there. If I didn't have nothing, I'd tell him, I just ain't got nothing right now. He'd say, okay.
Yeah.
But them other fellas would dodge him. He wouldn't see him. That would make him mad. I'd go in there, but I have a little cash and spend my little cash reading right on anyhow, you know.
Well, now, what was it about fighting? There was something about fighting come up. Mr. Gagger said
he
growed right. Up fighting.
Yeah, he said he'd fight the colored fellas, and if they whip him, it was all right, and if he whooped them, it had to be all right.
Yeah, what was happening?
He was running a 10-time steal
yeah.
Over there to Fort McCoy.
Yeah.
That's what he was. He was He's the man run the commissary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he runs that commissary with it.
Yeah.
Somebody say he died.
Well, I hadn't heard that. Why
that's what a man told me. Say he went up yonder and died. I don't know. I don't know if that's so or not now, but a man sure told me that. But bought this grove for him up here inside the road.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know now. He just told me that. Say he heard he's dead, but I don't know. You can't go by everything you hear.
Well, when you, Mr. Gagger, a little older than you are.
Yeah, I think he is.
10 years?
About 8 or 10. Something
yeah.
Like
Well, but when you knowed him back there, he was a pretty good sized man himself.
That's right, and he's stringing to him strong as a mule. He's a strong one, yes, sir. Pick up a 200-pound sack, the mid-foot line 200-pound sack, and he'd pick that up then. Long in them days, he'd pick that up. He had a big old colored fellow right there named Scoopy. Scoopy ain't had no stuff for him. He'd pick up just what he'd pick up. Throw it right on that truck like he ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He wasn't great big arms?
No, he wasn't such a big arm. He was a good-sized man, though. He'll be about 180 pounds, something like that.
Was that big?
Yes, he'd be about 180 when he was young. I mean, right close to 200.
Whew.
He was a young fellow. After he got older, why, he didn't weigh that much.
Oh, he didn't.
And weight? My God, that was a wicked man. That was a wicked old man. There ain't no lie. And his wife worked just as hard as he'd work.
Wicked what?
His wife would wake just as hard as he would. Chop the ladder and prune on his trees just like him.
Oh, out in the grove.
Yes, sir. Drag them limbs in Parliament, burn them.
That's after he got out of the store.
Yes, sir. After he had this grove right up here then by McIntyre's there.
Yeah.
Where you get to that meat house. Right in there. All that was his grove over that side of the road.
Oh, he really had dead wood in them groves there. That cold weather hit him
sure did.
Several times.
And hit that up on the two on that old 301 by that old liquor bar.
Yeah.
But he got that straightened out good over there before he sold it.
But a lot of work to it.
It sure was. We cut all the half of it sometimes, all the tree down, but this a stump. And it come back out.
Yeah. He didn't know what he was getting into, did he?
He sure didn't. But that, he had a place back of this grove right up here on the McIntosh. Had all them cows back. You seen all them cows that used to have? He had some cows back there.
I didn't know he went in for cows.
Yeah, man. He had a little house built back there. You go back there and feed him that hay out of there. Right back of that, right down beyond that grove down there.
Yeah.
Like going back to be that dump wood. We had all that pasture of them cows in there. We had some cows in there.
What do they call that road? Old Peabody Road? I don't know.
But I used to know the name of that road.
It's not the main road.
No.
Yeah.
Turn off right there before you get to them trailer houses and see it right in there and go up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the cemetery.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, the man's got, some fella got chickens out there now.
Yeah.
He run this service station up here for a while.
Yeah.
He's a nice fella. Forget his name.
He is.
Mr. Garriga was peppery.
He sure was, yes, sir. He sure was. Yes, sir.
So you kind of had to watch yourself around him, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he never did bother me. He always treated me all right. I got along with him good.
Yeah.
If I'd get along with everybody like that, I'd be all right. Like I got along with him. I got along good with him.
Yeah.
He had bought old orange grove one year to pick the fruit off. He bought the fruit. And he put me to manage over all of that. Give me his trucks and things. I used to tend to all of that for him. Pick them on, and I'd get the truck loaded and everything. Bring it back, he'd take it and carry it to the place where you sell them. Check out right and everything. So I ain't never had no worry out of him myself.
Yeah.
Sure didn't.
Well, when he got feeling peppery, he'd pick up a stick?
Get anything. He'd get the wall then.
Did you ever see him?
I seen him one time hit a lady in the store.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, the lady was in there and he knocked her down there. And she jumped up and had to chuck all them cans and things off the shelf at him. Yeah.
Yes, he had to put his arms up. Those cans are knocking out on you.
Man, she was just chucking them at him faster than 1, 2, 3. Jars and cans and everything. And then run out the store when she got through chunking. He sure did. I never forget that.
Oh, you were standing right
there? Yeah, I was standing right out there.
Yeah.
And that time he went to cussing at his wife. Told her what he ought to do to her for standing there. And didn't help stop that woman. Hello, Lord, I said, look at this.
He got after her, did he?
That's right. One cold morning, old boy owed him some money and went walking down there with his coat on and his good shoes and all dressed up. It was cold that morning. You know he made him pull off that coat, that shirt, them shoes, and run away from there barefooted. Told him, said, damn, you pay me directly. Okay. Running away from there, ain't all that ice on the ground, man. Naked like that, no shoes on. Oh, man, I ain't joking. I seen him. The fellow went down the road, just running.
Have you seen it?
I looking at him, going down the road, running. I said, what happened to that man on the cold video? They ain't got on nothing. Them boys said, oh, he's Mr. Gagger, done took all his clothes off and things. They say he started to take the pants off.
He'd have to be a good sized fella then to make somebody hold still while he took the clothes.
No, he made him just stand there and hold that gun on me and pull him off.
Oh, he had a gun?
Yeah,
on him?
In his store. Hey, see, wait till you come in the store, that way you'd get him. You'd wait till they come inside.
Oh.
Well, he'd go out and get him too, now, don't forget.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he went out one day and jumped on one of them old colored boys, and that boy whooped him and took his gun from him.
He did?
He had the boy daddy to get it back from him.
Oh, that's what you was telling
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that old boy. That old boy down there ain't no killer now, you know. They had him in jail here the other week. His son ran away with a little girl 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't find the girl nor the boy. So they put him in jail, so they got to make him tell where they at. He told him he don't know where they at. He ain't got nothing to do with that. He don't know nothing about that part. So they turn him loose. That's an old boy. Yes, sir.
You really have seen some things.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I tell you what. I just didn't have any sense when I was growing up along there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a sense. You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
You hang around these little old towns and you get so you ain't worth shooting.
Yeah,
you. You get out there where things happen, you see. Like you get that out there in the Trepentine country with that commissary.
That's right.
You see things.
That's right. That's an old joke. That's right.
And his money goes changes hands.
It sure do. That's it.
I don't know why, I was always so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like I missed out on a whole lot of things.
Sure, right. I know I sure did. I could have been nice, but I didn't make it. I'll just tell you the truth, I have caught it. I walked from Citra to Groveland, Claremont, from Citra. Found a bigger job and couldn't get there in Hoover time.
Yeah.
If I'd have got a piece of bread like that, they ought to shout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one slice of that and then a pan of sardines or something, I'd have shout. Couldn't buy nothing eating, couldn't get nothing, man. Ooh. We seen old orange grove. We saw we'd get 2 or 3 old oranges to eat that evening. The man, as soon as we got over in the grove, went to eat an orange, man, the man said, bam, bam, and talking about running. Oh, man, we done some running. Now that was down in Claremont.
Yeah, a
shotgun? Yeah, man, what's had one around in the grove? You seen us, I reckon when us got over in there to get the oranges. Wasn't no fence, we just walked off the road over in there and was eating oranges.
Oh.
We was hungry, you know. Walking, hungry, couldn't get a job.
Oh.
Man, that was a time. And we was headed trying to go to Belleglade.
Belleglade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We was trying to go to Belleglade or Pehokee or Belleglade, you know, that ain't far apart.
Ain't walking?
Yeah, we was going to walk on down there and get a job and wait
that's
down
there
on the muck.
That's a good piece down there.
Yeah, we on down there. And we never did get there, man. We turned around and come back home. We snake tied a lot of swamp for a man about 2 days and got a little bit of money, a little something to eat, and we headed back home. Got back home, ain't had nothing when we got back home. The little money was gone and we had after something to eat. Was hungry right home. Just because they had to stay in Gizzard Moss. You know, longer than they'd buy a moss.
Uh-huh.
If we'd have stayed in Gizzard Moss, we'd have been better off.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
You ever get any vanilla?
Vanilla.
Yeah, that old deer tongue they call it. Yeah, that's some money. That's some money in that stuff. But you had to look for snakes.
Oh, now what is
you
that?
Go through the woods and find it. Deer tongue. They call it vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
But it's deer tongue. You mix that to that tobacco.
Uh-huh.
And make that cigarette smell so good.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You gather that?
Yeah, I have gathered that. They gather it right on and sell it to Bulacci. Oh. You get about 15 cents a pound for a green.
Lord.
You get
well,
about,
it doesn't take long to get a pound.
Get about 45 cents for it dry. A pound. But it take a heap of it to be a pound when it dry.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'd rather sell it green.
Yeah.
You won't have that worry trying to dry because you let the rain on it 2 or 3 times, it'll ruin it.
Yeah.
You got to cover it up and then go to rain. It won't get wet. And then open it back up and it's rain gone. You get it dry while you got something. You can smell it all over the place. You know what that is, don't you? You don't know what vanilla? I don't know if there's nothing around your place or not, but it's around all them other places where you damp ground at. I've gathered it by the croaker sacks full so quick. Them big old croaker sacks.
Full the whole thing out?
Yeah, I'd pack 8 and 10 of them full and came over there. Used to make, one fella used to make around $200 and $300 every time he'd go over there.
Well, that'd fill up quite a few sacks, wouldn't
it? He'd just throw it in his truck.
Oh.
But he'd put it in the sacks. And then when he get there, he'd put it in a big old sheet looking thing they got. They just rake it down on there and tie it.
Huh.
Then they weigh it.
What does that look like, a leaf?
Yes, right. Big old wide thing. Look like a mustard green.
Oh, it does.
That's the way it grow in the woods. Look like a mustard green there. And be patches of it. You can stay one place about wide as this room right here. And you get a bag for it right there. Move up to another little place and find another patch. Get another bag for it.
Huh.
Well, it must not take too long.
It don't. I mean, you can pack a sack full. You pack it full, it'll weigh something too.
That's like his old nightshade.
That's right.
If you don't watch out, you find some, you'll find a whole clump of it.
That's right. It'll be all along through the woods, but when you find them clumps of it, you can gather something there.
Uh-huh.
Or get around the edge of one of them lakes where plenty of that, man. But you better look for snakes.
You didn't run into them, did you?
I have seen some big ones out there, man. I have killed some big ones. And get it. All the other fellas run out the woods. I'm going home. I ain't getting no more. Go set in the car, in the truck. I'll gather that much more then. I might not never seen another snake. I just go ahead and get them.
Well, how come you're not afraid of snakes?
I watch for me. I'm going and see if I see him before you see me. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I used to catch them.
Snakes?
Came to that man and sell them. I need a Silver Spring, but I quit boarding them unless I'd have my string with me. You know, there's a colored fella out in the peanut patch. He just take his foot and do like that over the snake head and reach right down there and pick him up. Okay, how big a rattle? He be rattling. He reach right down there, put his foot up there and do like that there and reach right down there and pick him up. He's still right there, the Riddick. Call him Ralph Snake Jim. Little old dark skinned fella. Show me where the snakes have bit him all on his arm and he.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, he'll show you.
Well, they ought to kill that.
See,
if you bite
him, say, if you bite him, he ain't done nothing. A rattle snake bite him, he ain't done. You know, if I ain't joking, he pick up any of them. That's the biggest one crawling.
He must have been beating him.
Crawling out that peanut patch, the biggest one I ever seen there. Now, I was chucking rocks at him. He said, don't kill that snake. I said, what fool that said, don't kill that snake? Don't kill him. Don't hit him no more. I said, well, the snake got crawled off. He rushed over there and put his foot up over his head and raved his foot around like that and reached right down and picked him up.
Mm.
Put him in the crate.
Yeah.
Then he said, shut up now and stay down in there. Then said, put about 3 or 4 peanut vines over the crate down in there. And then set his lunch up there. So don't you eat my lunch. The rattlesnake does a rattling on it. He just a picking peanuts. Don't you eat my lunch. Don't you better have me some more and I'll come back. Out of here come a truckload of people. Where the rattlesnake at? Tell the man to lay off seam. That time he take him and pull him out the crate on the ground. And he pull him out and then he mess around there with him and then pick him up again and hold him up. Yeah, sure. I said, you welcome, buddy. I ain't gonna pick him up like that. I'll pick him up with them little hooks I got in that string. Put him in something and came and sent him.
You mean he'd let him go again?
You put pull him out the crate, I tell you, and let him crawl around out there and then pick him up again. Woo! He, the bigger he is, the better he like him.
Well?
I just want y'all to see that, Phil. He's still with it already.
I'd like to see him.
He's still with it already, and call him Ralph Snake Joe.
You know, I heard if people get bit enough, they don't hurt them after a while, but I figured, boy, one bite will kill you.
Call him Ralph Snake Joe. He lived right over there at the Riddick's.
I'll tell you, I saw up there, out from High Springs.
Sure.
I used to go out there, the old man Traxler.
Yeah,
He used to work at the bank down here in Nagatosh.
Sure.
You know, before it closed up there in the Depression.
Yeah.
And he got a new John Deere tractor that spring when I was going out there with him.
Sure.
I wasn't there the day it happened. But I was out there later.
Mm-hmm.
And it was early, and the snake started, you know, a little warm weather, they'll start
moving around.
They can't move fast.
That's right.
And he run over this one, and he laid out there a while. And you know that rib case,
Yeah.
Seemed like it was that big. Is that possible?
Yeah, man, that's something.
It seemed like that rib case must have been 8 or 10 or 12 inches through.
Yeah, some of them that big, too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it sure is. He about had to eat something. He about had swallowed a rabbit or something.
Oh.
That's about what he had done.
Oh.
He can swallow the biggest thing you ever seen. They'll say he ain't got no bigger mouth than that. Wonder how he just lick it or something until it just go down.
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Big as this jaw here. If the rabbit's big as that jaw, he'd swallow him. I don't know how he'd do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
He just keep doing like that. And licking over him and slobbing on him. And after a while, he'd go down eating. I have seen them do it. And them big frogs, they'd get them and do it. Them little snakes.
I'm telling you, if he handled a snake like that, he'd have to have a pretty good muscle.
You'd handle it. Yeah, you're not paying no that man don't pay a snake no attention. I just tell you, I wish he'd be here one day or go out somewhere and see how he do them and just pick them right up.
Let me tell you, I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him. I don't want to be there.
Man, that man crazy or something. I ain't got food with them snakes.
I'd rather just hear you tell about it.
You remember this Mexican used to come there to Lowell to pick them tomatoes? They used to wrap the rattlesnakes all around them. They're crazy, too. Bring them in the orange boxes. Saying the man said, get them snakes out of him. Bring them in the tomato boxes. In the tomato boxes. They have them in the tomato box. See the tomatoes in the box. They have that up under there. Big rattlesnakes. Them Mexicans. They play with them, too. But this fella's a colored fella. His name Rattlesnake Joe. Right over there to Reddick's. And he'll catch a snake. If you find one, all you have to do is just call him. He'll come pick him right up.
Yeah.
With his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Just reach right down to pick him up.
And then take him down there and sell it?
That's what he do. He said that's where he make his living. The more he say, he don't make no money until he go to catching some rattlesnakes. Get him right down to Ross Island and sell him.
I've been done.
Yes, sir. Say one day he had 14 of them in a sack.
Hold on, Tommy.
In a big sack. Mm-hmm.
14
rattlesnakes. It wasn't such a great big one, you know. But they had 14 of them.
Yeah.
That was money.
I wonder if he knew about that back in the Hoover days.
I don't know. I know one thing, he sure catch him now. He sure will.
He still does it?
Yeah. He done it last spring when he was picking peanuts. Last summer and last spring when he was picking peanuts.
Well, he catch snakes while you picking peanuts?
Yeah, the snake crawled out from up in the bushes there. Sure did. Big rattlesnake. I couldn't get my wife back out the car after he picked up that snake.
It
was retired.
Yeah.
I couldn't get her to pick no more peanuts that evening. And they told me, no, I ain't getting out this car.
Was that peanut patch you were talking about that was so big?
No, that was right out kind of, you know, where Lower.
Mm-hmm.
That was right out from Lower.
Where was that big patch?
That big patch was out there to just a little below Killer on Highway 20.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that must have covered a lot of area.
It sure did. That was some peanuts. They never did get to picking that for you.
Oh, they did.
They had to take that thing and dry them. You know, put them up dry. That tracked them.
Oh yeah.
They couldn't never get through picking it.
I thought they just had lots of people in there to do it.
They had a lot of people, and they were picking some peanuts out there, thousands and 1,200 and 1,000 a day, 1,000 crates and 1,200 crates a day.
That much?
And then they couldn't get through with it, I'm telling you now. All of them left, but they couldn't get together before they get to, you know, after they get so old,
yeah,
they'll go to busting out of the sprouts. So
yeah,
after they see they started doing that, they just took that track and plowed them up, and took that mangrove thing and throw them in a mangrove and bail them up. Get that picker to pick them off after they dry.
Oh, yeah?
Dry peanuts, then.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way they give them. And when the city got run out the seed and can't get them together, they dry them. And that picker pick them off, dry that peanut picker.
Mm-hmm.
Just go right down there and pick them off and bale the hay, and the hay go one way and the peanuts in the sack.
Lord, I never seen that.
Huh? They got it. The bale of hay jump out behind, the peanuts going in the sacks. And every time you get the sack full, it drop off a sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure. They got that thing. That
a
thing.
A big sack?
Yeah, them big peanut sack. Them big old about 200 pounds.
Woo!
200 pound sack, but it don't hold that much peanuts,
well,
you know, not that many, much weight. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like one of these.
No. I'm talking crocus bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They come around and...
No, if people go around and get a peanuts for people like that. Yeah. You get more out of dry peanuts than you will out of green ones. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
If you could stand them, let them dry and pick them off and stack them up somewhere. The time comes to sell seed peanuts, you can get them to the shell and get them shelled.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make more money off of them dry peanuts than you will off of the green ones. 50 pounds will cost you $23.
Woo.
You see now how much you would be losing and gaining?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then they take their head and sell it. $1 and something a bale.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make money off a peanut if you just go at it right.
So you put your mind to it.
Yes, sir.
If you can get the baler, picker.
Yeah, but the man what I've been picking for, you know how he do his vine? He got some kind of something, he put it in and it rammed it together.
Uh-huh.
And when he rammed it together, he just run a rod, he got a rod on the back of the tractor, back it right up there and stick it up under there, pick
yeah.
that whole thing up, okay, and sit it down where he wanted. It go up in a pile like it on, loaded on a truck or something. You seen them, ain't you? Them piles out in the field. Well, that's the way he stacked his.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like you had a place out there you could sit down a heap of stacks right crossing the line out there.
Yeah.
And you could feed off of one of them piles that you feed up there and feed off of another.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And it'll stay as good there as it was if it was baled.
Yeah.
Well,
he
don't bale it.
No, he got a thing. He throw them vines in.
Yeah.
And it crump them together somehow tight.
Yeah.
And when he do get through doing that and he set it down, you just set it down on the ground. And then when he get ready to move it, he just back that tractor right up under that and just pick it right up and go on with it.
Oh,
don't drop it. Don't fall off or nothing.
Don't even tie it up?
Don't tie it with nothing. Okay, and set it down here whenever you want it. Yes, sir. I tell you who got that thing? The Jerry Barnes. You know Jerry Barnes? He's a big farmer.
I know the name is all.
See right there back of him, it's a Jock Lowe's produce shed.
Uh-huh.
On 301.
Uh-huh.
On the four lane 301. If you're going from Riddick's side, you can cut across from Riddick's and come out right to that shed.
Yeah.
And he's staying at Nick's house up there. On that side. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he the one got all that kind of equipment. Man, sure.
Well, he
that
must
man.
Have a good sized field then.
Who, him?
Yeah.
He planted about 1,000 acres. He don't play. They picking squash for him now. Them children of mine went and picked this morning. For him.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Picking squash and they got... Man, you talk about peanut patches. You ain't seen no peanut patches until you go around with him and let him show you his. And that man planted some peanuts. Jerry Bourne. That's Jock Lyle's son-in-law.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Jock Lyle used to farm, but he quit.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he rented his shed out to them Wallen boys.
Yeah.
Gene Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
He rented his shed to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he in pretty good shape?
Who, that Wallen boy?
No, that's Jock Lyle.
He claimed he ain't. But I seen riding around in a brand new car. I said, man, you talking about you ain't got nothing. Go buy a brand new car and ride around and cool every day, and I can't cool in the night. He laughed, man. He got it. He didn't say he got it.
Yeah. He ain't nothing wrong with him.
No. He just thought he would quit. He said, going to that Jacksonville in the night and way up to them other markets. See, he had them big trucks. He'd load them up, and he'd carry one and somebody else carry some.
Yeah.
He made his money. After you sail to the shed till a certain hour in the night, then you jump in that truck and go to Jacksonville with a load to that market. Then the other fella's going up to Carolina or something with a load. So you had 3 or 4 great big trucks. Them big long trucks.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff.
Sounds like he did a right smart work.
He did. He got a heap of cattle, too.
Oh, he does cattle.
He got cattle right on. He got his cattle. Jock Lyle got plenty of cattle. Jerry Bourne is too, his son-in-law. Plenty of cattle.
Yeah.
They just make all that peanut hay and feed it to the cow.
Whole lot of them peanut vines, they don't never pick them up. And stay right out in the field and rot.
I'll tell you.
This the place back up and plant peanuts back again. I ain't joking.
Yes, sir.
One place I wish you could have seen last year that was crossed from that old, on Old 301, crossing that liquor bar on that hill going towards far and go down to the railroad, cross the railroad and turn right beside the railroad and come back up north. Mm-hmm. Look over there on your right. I wish that's a peanut patch I wish you could have seen. This is a level cross there in the peanut vine was that high from the ground. This is a level cross there. I'm talking about peanuts. You'd big pick put from that corner of that wall away on us to this behind, you'd have with one of them little beds, you'd have a crate of peanuts. From that wall there to this one here.
Well, that's not 20 feet.
This bed in 20.
You'd pick a whole crate?
A whole crate on one of them beds. See, it's got three rows to the bed.
Oh, yeah?
There's a row here, a row in the middle, and this one on the side. There's three rows to the bed. You pick one of them beds up today, and you'd have a crate of peanuts.
You're picking all
on
three
that.
Rows?
Huh?
You're just picking all three rows as you go.
Some people carry three of them beds. Woo. I'm telling you now, some people catch three of them beds. Like, that's a bed, and that's a bed. They'd get three of them. That's the reason they couldn't ever get out. I tell you now, they put them in them three rows. See, but we are planting, I'm planting two rows, but they plant them three rows.
Mm-hmm.
It don't take as much to wake them or keep them clean when you're planting the three rows.
Yeah. And they go straight up.
That's right. You can take that tract out there, and you can take your 400 or 500 acres of peanuts. Just that little Alice channel. But it can't be a tricycle wheel tractor. It's got to have them wheels sit out like them tractors.
Oh, yeah.
Out there. Tricycle wheel can't wake that.
Oh, it'll run over the bed.
That's right. If you plant it with that, if you try to wake it with that, you'll run over a row of peanuts in there.
Uh-huh.
You run over a row of peanuts.
Sure.
But that tractor, see, it'll stay down that middle between them beds. It'll wake a bed at the time.
Yeah.
And a middle on each side.
Oh, yeah.
Bed in the middle, then you run straight to the next, and it'll wake that bed in the middle.
Yeah. You must have some pretty fast pickers.
Yeah, they had some good
time.
Oh, some of them, man, them fell hungry. Some of them kept as high as four of them beds.
One
12
man.
Rows. 4 times 3 is 12. 12 rows. Some of them kept 12 rows.
One fella?
One fella. Pull them up and put them in a pile and sit down and pick them off. Some of them do.
Now, how's that?
Some of them pull them up and put them in a big pile and got them big umbrellas. Put a big stick on them, stick it in the ground and get up on there and pick off peanuts all day.
You mean he don't carry the box with him and pick as he goes?
No, some of them don't do that. Some of them sit down. Them would sit down and pick a heap of peanuts, too. I'd rather go down the road. But a whole lot of them rather get up under that umbrella, big old umbrella, or build a little shade out there out of sticks and a little stuff up over them.
Uh-huh.
Get under there and pick peanuts. And a cool breeze blowing under there and then a little chair under there to pick it. Pick this pile and then move it up to the next pile.
You mean he goes down?
He pull up what he got pull up
ground.
That like that morning. You understand
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
While it cool.
Oh.
And he move his shade from one place to the other and pull up them crates. He pull up 2 or 3 crates here, 2 or 3 there, or 4 or 5 here, or 4 or 5 there.
Well, he hardly sweat then.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Pick some peanuts, man. The pay highs are $2 some places for picking them. Dollar and a half or $2 a crate.
Not much.
$1.50 and sometimes $2 a crate. Now, when the peanuts selling good, they pay you $2. When they cut the price on peanuts a little bit, they cut you 50%. They don't never come under $1.50.
Well, they don't.
$1.50 a crate, they don't never come under that.
That's not bad.
No. But they give you $2 when the peanuts up, like peanuts selling for $10 a crate, he'll give you $2 a crate to pick them.
Oh.
They come down to about $6, he'll give you $1.50. They come down to $4, he'll give you $1.50 right on. You understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. I got to go cleaning the old killer. My lights all in my house went out. I don't know what the matter with it. There ain't no fuel in my house. One of them big old boxes. You know them big old things up there? But dude, kick off and it lightning and thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Now I done shoved them all back on. The oil was on and I shoved them back on. And the lights in the room and none in the house. Wonder what happened.
That's right.
You know,
in the living room,
that's right.
On.
That's right.
Sound like something burned, didn't it?
It seemed like it. No, I might be a wire putting back into that thing. I wonder, you know, they got a thing to slip in that box.
Yeah.
Made up like a little radio or something.
Oh, yeah?
And you slip them in.
Yeah.
Pull one out of one unit out and slip another in. Maybe that's what the matter. Maybe one of them units, one of them wires on one of them units going on in them places.
It might be.
But I don't know how to work on that, so I might have to get the man to see about it.
Yeah. You get a hold of the wrong wire, you
yeah.
sure wish
that,
you would.
No, that's right. That's the reason I ain't gonna bother with that. I ain't going into that. I ain't gonna bother with that.
Oh, you get
you
shot.
You mean you gotta go to Ocala to get a man to do it?
There ain't nobody out there to do it. All them fellas, there ain't nobody out there. Used to be a man out there to fish, but he moved back to New York. His wife died, and he went on back to New York. Name him Mr. Carr. Mr. Carr.
Well, where can you buy the little radios to go in there?
That little piece was sticking
yeah.
to a hardware store.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
In
well, if any hardware got it. But, yeah, you know, they don't keep them there. You'd have had to pull that out in case to get the ride unless the man come with nobody. See, the
yeah.
man would put it in. That's the one I was going to get at.
Yeah.
And ask him to come tend to it. He'll pull that whole little thing out. The little piece go up, slips up in.
Well, let me tell you, you better go on if you're going to get it done today.
I don't know. I went to that fella house before I come here. He wasn't home.
Well, let me tell you.
What time it is, Rick?
Let me tell you. Take Rick with you.
Yeah.
I'll come over and get him.
Wonder what time is it?
There's a watch right there.
He about home now, ain't he? Ain't it 5? It after 5? It's 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
All the way to Ocala?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. I sure got a gold for you.
Sure.
I didn't think you could resist that.
No, I had old coal had a hold of me. Oh, you ought to see my farm.
I wish I could see it.
Tomatoes on the bushes like that. 2 acres. That's
when
right.
they get red, they ain't gonna be just that size.
They got the grow heap yet.
You sure saved me some tomatoes. I love them.
Sure right.
2 acres make a right smart.
Yes, sir. That's a good field. Good little field. And watermelon, whoo! I got it. They're on the vine, too, but they got the grow.
As long as you got it on the vine, you know what you got.
And green black-eyed peas, I'll pick them and some of them next week.
Have you ready that soon?
Next week.
What about them conks?
Yeah, they won't come off right with them. They'll be a little later.
Oh, they'll be a little later?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a little later.
Have you already got watermelon? They're not just bloomed?
No, I got a little watermelon on about the size of my finger there.
Oh.
All over that ceiling. There's so many on the vine.
Oh, those vines run?
Yeah, run all
over. They start running, you know.
And watermelons come every week, make a giant in their own out there. But them first watermelons will be ripe and gone when them out on the end get ripe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, pick a couple of times.
You're right.
Woo! Are they supposed to come in around June? 1st of June? Somewhere along the way?
Somewhere along there, about June.
Oh, boy.
Take them 3 months to make.
How long?
3 months.
Three
90 days.
From the time they bloom?
No, from the time they come up.
Oh.
Oh, you mean from the time it breaks
from
the ground?
From the time they come out the ground, when they come up. 3 months, they'll be watermelons ready to eat.
Well, they ain't gonna be much longer then, is it?
No, I planted them long about the 10th of March.
Uh-huh.
About the 10th of March.
Oh, yeah.
March, April, May. They ought to be ready pretty quick, ain't they? Long about the 1st of June, ain't
they? Yeah, they ought to be.
Mm-hmm. Long about that time.
Well, that isn't over by Henry Snicker's store, is it?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't over by where that land you're doing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got land with somebody there?
The man I wait for. Mm-hmm. The man I've been waiting for in that grove.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good ice cream.
It sure is.
Well, I got something more than ice cream if y'all could manage it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all you want?
That's all I can
take. Well, was I glad to see them collards?
Yes, ma'am. I had plenty of them all the year.
We haven't seen a good collard around here, and I don't know when.
Had plenty of them there all the year.
You want to get dry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took my water hose and kept them watered there around the house. See, I put them to the house.
Oh, yeah?
I took my water hose and kept them wet out there.
Oh, I see.
I got some little plants I planted, the 14 of February. And they needed sitting out, and it got so dry, I didn't even set them out. So the other day, I went out inside them out and watered them good. And since this rain, I see this day, they're just flushing out.
You mean you've had some rain down there?
Some rain? Oh, my.
He put us to shame.
And over yonder where I had my crop yesterday, it rained so hard over there till I am thundering and lightning. I said, my mind. I was up in the barn picking me off a few peanuts, you know, dry peanuts. Over in that man place. See, you got peanuts all up the loft there in them vines. You got to pick them off.
Uh-huh.
This them but got two in the hood.
Yeah.
Got them good peanuts.
Oh,
I was picking me a few of them, and the lightning, so I had to come down up there.
What'd you have, what, about an inch and a half there?
About an inch and a half over there. Yesterday. I don't know what it done there today. It might have rained there again today. Might have rained there again today. More than after.
Well, it picked up rain like that here. It
well, you see what it done between you and Oak Hill, didn't you?
Yeah.
All that water on the road and everywhere?
It wet when we went, and it was wetter when we come back.
The watermelon patch over there on old 301, by that old liquor bar before you get to Spa.
Uh-huh.
Ain't them some watermelon? Some fields, ain't
they? They bigger than yours?
Mine was planted before them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But you just got watermelon.
That's right.
Well, this fellow's not crowding his field.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why some of those fellows plant them so close.
Some of the rows are too close. He's trying to get more out the land than he put rent in it, I guess.
Yeah.
He had to pay higher rent for that land for watermelon.
Oh, you reckon?
And he tried to get every row in there he could. See, get
uh-huh.
more watermelon, much watermelon as he could.
Well, they're going to mess up his melon.
Mr. Guy, I'm going in there now and here because I'm thinking to ask him to lend me enough money to get the peanut seed. Ain't that really hot, huh?
Well, I hadn't thought about it.
They got peanuts planted just about everywhere you go on down the road. I don't see how you can remember who's got what.
Yeah, you seen that man pretty patch of okra too, didn't you?
Yeah, the blooms all closed up. But
mm-hmm.
you get to a patch, before we get there, John could tell me what was in it.
Mm-hmm. They got some stuff planted.
Well, is it too late to plant peanuts?
No. Plant peanuts in August. They plant peanuts in August. Well, till August. Now, June is a good time to plant peanuts. They'll grow a bigger vine and everything. Grow plenty of vine.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they took a long time to come.
No, you know, if you plant on the first of the year, they don't grow so hard. And long about the last of the season, they don't grow so hard, not such a big vine.
Mm-hmm.
But long middle, long about June,
yeah.
you plant them, then they grow a big bush, a big old high bushes. Make good bushes, good feed for cattle.
Mm-hmm. You know what we saw?
Mm-hmm.
That hay stacked up in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They like got a compressor. And they put it in that, so that all that stuff to throw it over in that compressor. Something made up just like a trailer.
Yeah.
But you pull behind a tractor.
Uh-huh.
After you get it all in there, they got a thing that's draw it up and just mash it together tight. When it mashes together tight, then you let it back out, put more in there, and it presses back up there again. Just keep pressing it till it can't get no more in there.
Oh, yeah.
And when it do that, then you set it right down on the ground, and then you run your fork on your tractor right on it.
Uh-huh.
Get anywhere you want to set it in the field. Anything I ruin, it'll stay right there.
And then you can pick it up and move it again.
You move it again when you get ready, if you want.
And then you just stack after stack out in the field. Where was that? Was that old 301?
Anthony Farm.
Anthony Farm.
North Cattle.
Yeah.
North Cattle Company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big company.
They got a sign up that they want to sell some of them Bremers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where that big bull was.
But on the old real one, we came back.
Uh-huh.
All them cattle over there belong to him, too.
Oh, he goes that far?
We go on the other side of the highway, that old real one. He go all the way to Lowell.
He got him some land.
Yes, sir, all the way to Lowell. And he got it fixed. You know where we went along on that four lane and seen them cars over there?
Uh-huh.
Them cars can go under that highway and go over there.
They go under the
go
highway?
Go under the highway. They got a place maybe to go under the road. You didn't know that?
No.
I intend to tell you that. Them cows can go under the highway and
I've
go over there on the other side.
Thing.
And they can come up on that side and come over here and go on over there to Lowell. They can go from Lowell from the Spa Road to the to the Lowell Road over there. You can go all the way up through under there.
Do they go?
Yeah, they just go under there.
They're not afraid?
No, I intend to show you the little roads where they walk under there and everything, where they go under there.
No, I didn't know.
They made that special for cattle. They won't have to drive them across the highway. They go up under there.
Uh-huh.
The horses and the cows.
You know, I heard of places where people go walk on the road, but I never thought it happened.
Well, then they put that pole in on there. They fixed it that way right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My son was working there and they put that. He was helping Hubbard Construction.
Oh, they put it in special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't have no trouble getting the car across the highway, see? They go under there and they don't have no trouble with them trying to get out of running in the front of cars and things.
Yeah, you lose cow that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, are these your squash?
Yes, ma'am. Them some come over my field. Over my own little patch.
I didn't know you had squash.
Yeah. But it got so dry on my squash, it didn't do so hot. I'd pick two or three crates. But after this rain, it might come back out because I had plenty of fertilizer down there. And the bush looked good right on. But it just would swivel up and go the other way because it was so dry. I imagine I'll pick something not shown up. Got 40 of the peanuts like that. Not bad.
Already?
Ooh. I've been working hard at that stuff this year. I didn't have time to pick no oranges this year.
I was wondering about your orange picking.
I didn't have time to pick none. Working with that, trying to get that to go. Mm-hmm. I sure thank you for my cream. I enjoyed that. That was good.
Yeah.
My stomach was full, but that he sure took that down.
Depends on what
don't
you
don't you go out and buy them, you don't buy those oranges at a dollar a crate and sell them for $5 a crate anymore?
We can't get them now. They're gone. They're seasoned out.
Oh,
for them kind, uh-huh. Them with label on you.
But you got to have a truck to do that.
You got to have a truck or something to haul them. You can't tow them. Can't carry them many in a car. You can't carry enough in a car to do you no good.
Oh, yeah.
You need a good pickup truck. A pickup will care enough to do you a little good.
Well, how far up do you have to go to get them?
What's the name of the place I called it? Seaville.
Yeah, Seaville. In Crescent City.
Go to Crescent City. You pass through Crescent City. Then you go on to Seaville.
Uh-huh.
And all them folks around there got tangerine arches around their house. They'll sell them to you. Got 4.5 acres around there. Yeah.
Oh, and you just
sell them to you for $1. Every box you get, you pay them $1.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got to buy the whole grove. Just what you pick, you pay them $1 a box.
Mm-hmm.
You pick them and fill your boxes like you want them full. You pull them good.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get some little tangerines that way.
That's right.
I was just wondering.
You pay $1 a box for me, just bring them back and sell them for $5 a box.
Well, that Preacher Williams fella, is that who you used to do it with?
Uh-uh. It was Mr. Tom Baylor.
Tom Baylor. I couldn't remember.
Mm.
Yeah.
He want to buy a boat. Y'all ain't got nothing to sell, is you? Yeah, a boat. He want to buy a boat, so he going fishing now.
Oh, he ain't picking oranges no more?
Yeah, he picking up. He picking something not long. Carrying them to Mayrose.
Uh-huh.
He get $3.50 for them what he picking up. But them early oranges, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't dried out or nothing, and they're sweet. But they'll get soft quick, you know. They won't stay hard like a Belanger.
Yeah.
See, the Belanger just coming in, it's hard and firm and solid. But them others will get soft after they sit around a day or two.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The ones they're picking now? The ones you're talking about are just the juice oranges?
Nelson, that's just the juice oranges they're picking.
Mm-hmm.
What he carrying over on them.
Mm-hmm.
But them Belanger oranges, they'll stay with you. You can put them in a box and they'll stay there for months.
Is that right?
And they won't rot. But that salt, that's what I want to get salty and it'll give, it'll rot easy. It'll go down easy. Mm.
Now that's what's coming in, the Valencia.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I used to see this player, this Williams fella, Preacher Williams.
Yeah.
He got him some land, but he's way back there.
Yeah.
He's got to cut all them vines and those trees out and pull all the roots up.
Mm-hmm.
And put out of there.